when someone's just gonna come in and take all of our shit, and the next thing you know, where are you?
Whoa. Jews a bet or something? Holy shit. I have so many fucking questions. I didn't think you were that kind of kinky, to be honest. What was I supposed to think? You literally radiate vanilla. You turn away whenever I crack a joke and never talk about sex, and you talk about going to church on Sundays. Like, I really didn't think you'd let someone tie you up like this. Especially not in my bed. What can I say? It's unexpected, but it's a good look on you. Well, if you want me to untie you, you're gonna have to spill the story first. Oh, come on, you owe me for fucking someone in my bed and getting sweat all over my sheets. There better not be cum stains on there. Here, I'll even start you off. So, you went out last night. Where'd you go? Yeah? And then you, what, had a few drinks? Found a nice boy who wanted to take you home, and then it was your first time being tied up. That's pretty sweet. But why did you let him do it in my bed? And you were probably drunk, right? Because I haven't really seen you consume much alcohol around these parts. He could have just taken all of our shit and run away with it and left you tied up here, pathetic, on my bed. You're usually pretty polite. It seems like it's a little out of character for you. I sound annoyed. I'd say that I'm not annoyed, but then I would be lying. So, yeah, why'd you let him do it in my bed? He told you it'd be hot. Uh-huh. And was it? Was it worth it? Did it make you all wet, thinking about getting railed in the place where I sleep? You don't have to say anything. I can see you getting hard again. You don't have to be shy. I mean, I have to say, I'm pretty impressed. I didn't think you'd be this well-equipped. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. I've been your roommate for like almost a year now. And I guess it was just natural that we'd end up accidentally seeing each other naked at some point. Especially if you present to me like this again in my bed. I'm actually more than a little annoyed. Cause this is where I sleep, you know, this is my intimate private space. This is my room. And for you to just come in here and do the nasty without telling me. I didn't get any text from you last night. I didn't get anything. Was that guy really worth it? Was a fuck really worth it? And he left you here on... It's a little pathetic. I'm not gonna lie. But again, you have nothing to be embarrassed about here. So go ahead. Finish the story. What happened after he tied you up? Uh-huh. Oh, you poor thing. So you mean he fucked you? He fucked you just like this? Legs spread wide open, arms tied above your head. And I see this gag on my nightstand. Was that to keep your voice down? Did it hurt? Did it feel good? Do you even fucking remember? Oh, you remember you didn't come. So he left you here all night. And then you didn't even get to come once. Poor baby. Well, it would be a shame to waste all his hard work. So go ahead and spread your legs. Spread them. I said spread your fucking legs. You know, I have been thinking about fucking you recently. Thought about creeping into your room and surprising you in the night. Maybe covering your mouth with my hand. And then just spreading you open and putting my cock deep inside of you. I thought about the ways I could make you cry. Because it looks like you did cry last night, poor baby. Thought of all the different ways I could make you beg for it, ruin you for anyone else, you know, etc., etc., etc. It's not very often that you get a roommate like me with a dick like mine. I guess I should send that guy a thank you card, actually, right? It looks like he didn't really take anything, and I should thank him for putting you in this compromising situation that actually might end up benefiting the both of us in the end. Of course, that's after I kill him for having the fucking nerve to touch you first. Of course. Of course. By the way, do you ever shut up? I should put that gag back in your mouth. Shut up. It's not very convincing when your cock is leaking everywhere like that. Come on. I bet your pretty little cock has never been harder before in your life. Don't worry, I'm not half as selfish as he was. I promise you'll enjoy this, okay? I'll make sure of it. Lube? Fuck, it's just one thing after another with you, isn't it? High maintenance little bitch. How about we use some of your lube? It'd be a shame to waste it when you went and got so wet from me. Good boy. Now I'm just gonna put a couple fingers into your tight little asshole. Are you gonna be honest with yourself now? Yeah. Fuck, you're tight. Tell me that you want my fingers. And I might be nice and actually give them to you. What was that? Fine. If you're gonna be like that, I'll just take what I want. Do you like that? You like my fingers fucking up inside of your ass? I bet this is actually what you wanted, you little fuck toy. You want me to be rough with you, right? You went out, got yourself a little drunk on a couple of little girly drinks, and then you found the closest guy you could who would be willing to tie you up because you're just... You just don't want to admit the fact that you want to be used, don't you? You like getting slapped around like a cheap slut. You're shaking your head, but I think your eyes are saying something a little different. I bet you even wanted me to find you like this. Maybe you even asked that guy to leave you in this position. Maybe instead of him paying you, you paid him to leave you like this so that I could find you. You can't just ask for what you want, babe. You have to make me take it, because that'll make you feel better. Because you can't deal with the fact that you're a kinky little slut. And you have to rely on me to drag those desires out of you. So that's what it's like. And you do a really good job of hiding all of that under your vanilla-looking exterior. Always the quiet ones. You're saying no a lot for someone who's so close to coming. And I haven't even fucked you properly yet. You're desperate for this, aren't you? You're like writhing against my fingers. You want me to put them back in? You want me to put them back in? Because they're just teasing your hole right now. Just like pushing up against me. Okay, hold still. Hold still. Come on. Oh, yeah. All the way in. Oh, fuck. Writhing on my fingers like the little cock whore you are. Yeah. I bet you're gonna come just like this. And I haven't even fucked you yet. Come on. You think you're gonna come? I see those balls tightening up. Come on. Come for me, babe. Come for me. Yeah. Oh, there we go. There we go. Just jizz all over your stomach. Good boy. You made quite the mess. Are you gonna behave yourself now? That's what I like to hear. Lift your hips up for me. Good boy. You've got such a perfect fucking hole. I can't wait to fill you up with this cock of mine. Yeah. You like the sound of that? You want me to stuff you full of my cum? Keep you tied to my bed and just come here to fuck you and breed you whenever I want. Until that hole is just wide open and gaping for me. And I don't know, maybe it'll just conform to the shape of my cock. It'll just suck me in without you wanting it or not wanting it. Because I know your ass will always want my cock, right? Well, if you give me a good right now, I'm sure we can work something out. Well, I'm just gonna take these fingers out of your pulsing asshole. Shit, babe. I'm just line the head of my cock up right against here. Tell me you want it. Tell me you want this cock. You want this Fuda cock. Okay. Oh, fuck. How are you so fucking tight when this is your second cock today? Fuck me. Shit. I need you to relax. Relax, babe, or I'm not gonna be able to fuck you properly. Take a deep breath. Yeah, just like that. Just let me feel you. Stretch you around this dick. Oh, take it. Oh, take my fucking cock. Oh, I know you can do it, you dirty little slut. Fuck. You like that? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I don't know why I didn't take this ass earlier. Fuck, you're tight. Oh, and those sounds that you're making. Oh, jeez. Shit. Oh, fuck. I haven't. used an ass this good in a while. In a long fucking while. Oh, yeah. What, you like looking up at me? Watching my tits bounce? Oh, fuck, I like looking at my cock because it keeps disappearing into that hungry little hole of yours. What was that? You can't take it anymore? Oh, it's too bad because I'm not finished with you yet. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, you feel really good. Oh, look at you. Look at this cock of yours just flopping on your stomach. I can't believe you're hard again already. I haven't even touched you. You really are a whore for cock, are you? Oh, fuck. I'm gonna feel you so good. You're gonna be dripping with my cum into the next week. Oh, fuck. After I cum in you, I'm just gonna lift your hips up so that cum stays inside. Oh, I'm just gonna leave you chained up here and feed you my cum. Whatever I want. Feed your hungry mouth. Feed your hungry asshole. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Oh, fuck. Beg me for it. Come on. Use that pretty mouth of yours for something useful for once. Oh, good boy. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You ready? Fuck. Oh, oh. Oh, fuck. Take my cum. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, this isn't... Fuck. This isn't how I thought my morning was gonna go, but I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. Well, I see I haven't quite fucked the brat out of you yet, but we can work on that later. Good boy. Nah, I'll untie you when I feel like it. Till then, I suggest you stay on your best behavior. Maybe you'll get this cock again if you do. Good boy.